Welcome. This is Mark Sonnen. Good to have you all with us. On this day in history, we start with every day. This is March the 11th, and it is interesting that on this day in history, we're talking about housing today. And one of the things going on this day in history today in 1959, Raising the Sun hit Broadway on this day in history, which is the first play written by an African-American woman, opened at the Barrymore Theater with Sidney Poitier and Claudia McNeil. And it was all about housing, all about the situation of housing in Chicago, deteriorating housing in Chicago, and the integration of housing in Chicago opened on this day. On this day in history in 1824, the United States Department of the Interior created the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is just the beginning of the downfall of Native people in America, but their rise is happening now as we speak. And in 1918, this is the day of the Spanish flu. And what's amazing is 20 million people worldwide, up to 50 million people were affected by this flu. It killed more than 500,000 Americans. It was called the Spanish flu because the king of Spain got it. People thought it had to do with Spain, but it didn't. But 50 million people died of this flu across the world in 1918. On this day in 1959, Flip Wilson became the first African-American to win the Broadcasting Man of the Year Award for his TV in 1959. On this day in 1967, George Romney wanted to run for president. He was attacked for being a Mormon because Mormons did not allow African-Americans to become priests in the Mormon church. The reality was that this was actually done by Brigham Young. Joseph Smith, the first African-American priest in the church, actually took place in the 1840s. He was from Maryland, was born on this day in history, actually born Friday. And it was Brigham Young who took the kind of racist slavery policies and put them into the Mormon church that didn't start with that. We'll hear a lot of really good music that happened on this day coming up in this day in history. There's lots going on. The Supremes will be hearing an Otis Redding, one of the great songs, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Hit it big in 1968, 3 months after he was killed in a plane crash. One of the great songs of all time. On this day, Janet Reno became the first woman to be sworn in as the Attorney General of the United States of America on this day. And on this day in 2011 is when the 8.9 magnitude tsunami hit Japan and Fukushima exploded. We are still living with the effects of Fukushima's disaster washing up even on the shores of the San Francisco Bay as we speak. On this day in 1895, you probably remember this. We might, if you love the Three Stooges. Shemp Howard was born on this day in 1895. One of the original Stooges, one of the last Stooges, was born on this day in 1895. We'll hear Bobby McFerrin, born on this day in 1950. Happy birthday, Bobby McFerrin. And Cheryl Lynn, Jesse Jackson Jr., not doing too well on this day, was born in 1965, as was Terrence Howard, a great actor, born on this day in 1969. And Johnny Appleseed. Speaking of sound bites today, this is the day that he passed away in 1845, along with Charles Reeve. Now, this is a story that's very important. Charles Reeve died on this day in 1965. Charles Reeve was a Unitarian minister. We're celebrating over this next month, the Battle of Bloody Sunday, when Selma marchers were attacked going across the bridge in Alabama. Charles Reeve was so viciously beaten by a mob. What happened on that day was the sheriff of Selma, Alabama, deputized white men, any able-bodied white man he could find, to stop the marchers from coming across the bridge. They should severely beat James Reeb, who he died on this day in 1965. We'll hear Whitney Young also passed away on this day in 1971, of course, the leader of the Urban League, and Sonny Terry passed away. And we'll hear some of his music today. Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, he passed away on this day in 1986. That's our day in history, March the 11th. We'll be right back with our guests.